A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus decided to go to Galilee, where he found Philip, and he said to him, "Come with me." Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one whom Moses wrote about. He is Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," answered Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said of him, "Here comes an Israelite, a true one. There is nothing false in him." Nathanael asked him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus said, "Before Philip called you, you were under the fig tree, and I saw you." Nathanael answered, "Master, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel." Jesus replied, "You believe because I said, 'I saw you under the fig tree.' You will see greater things than that. Truly I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." And this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, do I remember when I was a little girl, many moons ago, how we loved to play hide and seek. I'm sure we're all familiar with that game. There was such an exhilarating feeling about hiding and knowing that someone was looking for me. Today's gospel has a similar feel of hide and seek, with a longing to be found by Jesus. Jesus has just seen the disciples of John the Baptist, and he asks them what they want, to which they respond, "Where do you live? Where do you live?" Jesus replies with a very simple yet profound response, "Come and see." Then the following day, Jesus finds Philip, who in his turn finds Nathanael. When Philip tells Nathanael that they have found Jesus, Nathanael says, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And now it's Philip's turn to respond with those same words of Jesus, "Come and see." Well, it sounds like a great game of hide and seek to me. You see, we are always seeking what our hearts long for. Yet often in the seeking, we are hiding. Hiding from our own true selves. Jesus sees Nathanael under a fig tree and recognizes a true Israelite, one in whom there is no falsehood. What praise! Now Nathanael is puzzled by this and asks Jesus, "How do you know me?" Jesus basically responds, "I saw you. I saw you under the fig tree." What and who we see in life can change us. As we look at the face of Jesus, we can be transformed. Nathanael's true self, his hidden thoughts, are laid bare by Jesus, who sees into the very depths of his soul. And Jesus sees into our souls, our inner beings too. There is nothing we can hide from him. Jesus unmasks us for who we truly are. When he comes and sees us for who we truly are, there's no intention in Jesus to embarrass us, because he actually loves us just as we are. So if, like Nathanael, there is nothing false within us, when Jesus comes and sees us, then perhaps we too will find Jesus, the Son of God, just as he is. Our culture today seems to be very superficial. Very much life is lived on the surface with all that is happening. And Jesus knows that true healing can only come about if we are prepared to seek and to go deeper. The important question for us today is, where do we see Jesus? And where does Jesus find us? Do we see him in the pain of our world? Do we gaze on the face of our crucified Jesus and see him in the faces of all who suffer? Where are the fig trees today in our lives? And who is under these trees, needing to be noticed and found, called forth with love and believed in? Today is also the feast of the archangels Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. Hence this gospel too, which reminds us of what Jesus said to Nathanael. You believe me because I said I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that. I tell you most solemnly, you will see heaven laid open, and above the Son of Man, the angels of God ascending and descending. Now that really sounds like hide and seek to me. I don't know about you, but I sure do know that I love my guardian angel. Even when and if our relationship is very much like one of hide and seek, find and be found. Yes, we all long to see, to be seen, to find and to be found by Jesus. Under whatever fig tree, whatever situation we are in our lives. So let us this day sit under a fig tree or a tree and ponder this beautiful passage when Jesus recognizes Nathanael, recognizes the truth of him, that here is an Israelite in whom there is no falsehood. Can Jesus say that to each one of us? Here is my beloved, in whom there is no falsehood. Blessings on this day, the feast of our angels. May they watch over and protect us.